In the gospel reading tonight, our Lord tells us that we have to consider the cost and if we have what it's going to take to be able to complete the project that we have undertaken. The project here is to be the disciples of Christ. The project is ultimately to become saints and get to heaven. The Lord makes very clear to us, he says, he who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. And down further he says that everyone who does not renounce all that he possesses cannot be my disciple. These are pretty serious things that he's talking about. And many of us would have problems just with that. So let's look at these things. First of all, it doesn't take a genius to be able to figure out that if we are following someone who is front and center on a cross, that that's where we're going to be led. But how many of us have bought the nonsense that Jesus did it all for you? He doesn't want you to suffer. Oh no, he did it all. You don't have to. Nowhere does it suggest that. In fact, St. Paul is very clear when he says, I make up in my body for what is lacking in the suffering of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. He didn't do it all, but he left a little bit for you and me. So we have to be willing to take up our cross. We listen to what St. Paul told Timothy in the first reading about the struggle that he was going to have, and yet he had to be faithful in that. And even speaking of himself, he said, I'm being poured out like a sacrifice. Everything was poured out. He had to give it all to the Lord. So now we come back to ourselves and say, okay, the cross for each one of us is going to be a little bit different. It may be physical problems, it could be health problems, mental problems, it could be financial issues, it could be relational things, all kinds of different possibilities of what's there. God has an infinite imagination, so he can come up with whatever it is that you need to be able to grow in holiness. And he fits it to you perfectly. Remember, he told us that. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. The yoke is fit perfectly to the ox. So he's going to fit it perfectly to us. We're not going to like it because it fits perfectly. Because rather than saying we resent that, all we can say is we resemble that. That's exactly what I need, but I don't want to admit it because I don't like it. It's what I don't do well. No kidding. That's why it's the cross. And it's laid neatly on our shoulders so that we can carry it. So we've got that part. Whatever it happens to be, which we're going to kick and scream until we can grow enough in virtue to be able to accept it peacefully and ultimately even joyfully. This doesn't happen overnight. It's a process that we have to go through to learn how to do this. Then the Lord says that we have to be willing to renounce everything that we own. If we don't, we can't get into heaven. Think about it for a second. If there is something on earth that is so incredibly important to you that you're not willing to let go of it, it's going to be like an anchor. God wants you to go to heaven and you've got yourself chained to something on earth. You can't rise if you've got a chain around your ankle. In fact, St. John of the Cross talks about that. St. Therese picks it up from him and said, look, if you've got a bird, the bird can't fly if there's something tied. He said, it doesn't matter if it's a chain or if it's a thread. The bird can't fly because it's tethered. What are we tethering ourselves to? Our junk? None of that's going to be in heaven. Your collection of widgets that is so important to you that no one can come within 20 feet of them, they're going to be left behind. You're not going to have widgets in heaven. What is it that is so important? Even if it's the people in your life, they should be so important that you want them to get to heaven. You want to raise them up. You want them to be saints. Why would we want to keep them down here when God wants them lifted up? That's what an attachment does. It's selfish. I want it for myself rather than wanting the best for the other person. So that's what the Lord is getting at. So he's not saying, look, you all have to be hermits and throw everybody out of your life and don't have any friends and don't talk to anybody because you got to renounce everything. No, he's telling us we need to be detached. Only when you are detached can you love someone for who they are. If there is an attachment, you love that person for what you're getting from them. It's selfish. That's not the best for the other person. So whether it's a material thing, which is all going to be gone, or whether it's another person, we can't be attached. The thing is going to hold us down like an anchor. The person is made to love and be loved, and if we're being selfish, we're not loving them the way we should, and so we need to be detached. Then we can truly love God. Then we can truly be his disciple. Then we can truly love the people around us the way that we're supposed to. That's what the Lord is asking of us. So let's reject the nonsense of, as long as we believe in Jesus, everything is going to be easy and wonderful, and he's going to do it all for us, and we don't have to suffer, and no problems in my life. We all know better than that. Even the people who want to profess that trash have a bunch of problems in their life. It's a lie. It's not what Jesus told us. So let's go back to what Jesus said. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He said it's going to cost us, and we need to figure out whether or not we have what it's going to take to get there. We don't have what it takes by ourselves. Only with his help, with his grace that only comes from prayer. That's what we need, to be united with him, to follow him. How else are we going to be able to get up on that cross with him unless we're united with him beforehand? So there's a cost, but there is also a reward. And the reward is heaven, and it is worth every bit of whatever the cost will be. So we can chain ourselves to something, we can attach ourselves to someone, or we can unite ourselves to Jesus. And in so doing, leave everything behind and pick up the people with us and bring us with us. Bring them with us. That is what the Lord is offering us. That is going to be the fulfillment of our entire being.